Aus diesem Zeichen. Starting Rina. Oh. You'll see Rina is very different. It's a major, major shift in gears from what we've been learning up to now. Up to now, we've seen, let's just go through it again. We did bits of short Sako, Nako. Those you can clump together as one working dynamic. They're all based on a tsar. Different approaches, different nuances, different subtleties, but for Ikaron, they're all in the same general category. Rina, we'll see, is quite different. Says in Yirmiyahu, Va'ata, interesting that you'll find Rina in Yirmiyahu and in Eichot. Interesting. Rina means singing, rejoicing. Where do you find it? In
Hilary.
Eichot. Kumi Rinu Velaila. See, but the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that he brings here is Va'ata al titpalel ba'ad ha'am hazeh va'al tisa ba'adam Rina v'tfilo. What is this Rina story? Okay. Rina hitfilin l'shevach. Rina is a tefillah of, it's a tefillah, but it's a tefillah of praise and appreciation, gratitude in front of Hashem. Darshan's in the Midrash, v'eschonon, yoichel ye'odom. You might think that a person could just ask, demand his requests, v'yoitzelo, and it'll be accomplished for him, if you wanted to translate that. Papirish Shloimo, Lishmoa el arino ve'ela tfilo. Lishmoa el arino ve'ela tfilo. Rina ze kiloisoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu retzila retzolchov shel Adam. Rina ze, maybe you want to trans kilusoi. Praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the English words, I don't do it. Retfila is for the needs of a person. Ad kandashon, as I state in the Midrash, Shlomo Melech says, Lishmoa el arina ve'el atfilo. And so they'll say, rina is the praise, tfilah is the request. V'tzarech lahakdim es arina letfilo. That's where we get the halacha from the Gemara in Brachas. Lo'olam yasada adam shvachos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach yitpalel. First, you arrange your praises of Hashem, and then you daven, and we'll see if the halacha could even be le'ikuv. We would now take to Anshe Knesset the Gedolah Shlolosh Brachos Rishonah Shel Tefillah V'Sidur Shvachos Shel Makom. If you look at the way the Shmoneh Esrei is designed, the first three brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei are praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the middle brachos are then requests. But the first three brachos are Shevach. Those are not requests, those are shvachos. That's praise. Based on this idea, this midrash, because first you have to praise Hashem, thank Hashem, and then you request what you need for now. What do you mean? Oh, that's why you have to have gold. You have to have gold and pusha. Really, good. Maybe, I don't know. Wasted. Don't know. Yeah, it could be. When a Rambam, Reish Hilchas Tefillah. Oh, he's going to say what you're saying. Yeah, that's the Rambam now. Okay. I said it could be. The Rambam says it is. So go with the Rambam. Go with the Rambam. Don't listen to me, the Rambam. V'nei b'Rambam reish hilchas tefillah mashma l'chayra shesidah shevach hi ma'akev b'ikad din tefillah d'oraisa. If you're lacking the shevach, it's ma'akev, the whole din tefillah d'oraisa. Zeh l'shreinu. So he says it's l'chayra mashma. So let's see what the Rambam says. Mitzvahs aseh litpalel b'kol yoyt. But Rambam, not like the Ramban. The Rambam holds Moichel, Moichel, Moichel. It's man, it's not his. That's why I said, Michael, yes, I also give permission. I also give permission. Huh?
Took a stack of paper last time from his office.
Hey, he must have taken it in his office and he put it in here because of this problem. No, he knows there's a problem. No, that's fine. You can use it whenever you need. I have no hakpada. I don't want people to be over Zayla. It's mine. He took
it. Has to be said out loud. It can't just be
said. And I want him to one day wake up and think that maybe he did an avail, and then he won't be true because he can't ask for the chila. So this one was just my chili. If he wants to do tshuva, if he has to do tshuva, with another one. That's why. If you own something and I give somebody else permission to use it, there's a law, it's not called kafal fed. Because it's not theirs, it's yours. And even if somebody donates paper to the machine,
no, it's yours.
Then if it's in there, it's mine. Yes. He gave it, but it's not his, it becomes mine. It's a Kenyan Fotzer. Yeah. He gave it to a Rav Rav. Yeah, it's not mine personally. It belongs to the Amudah, that signs the checks. Yeah. Just make sure that somebody knows you're Michael, because one day they may want to do tshuva, and they can't find you to be Michael, and then it's hard for them to be tshuva. They might not do tshuva, because it's too hard. So just wait for them, and then if they were inside, when they don't want to do it, they'll go
to them every night anyway.
If you mean it, if you don't mean it, are you still awake when you're saying it?
Oh, okay. Shiva said that the difference here was he then doesn't have to worry about it. Later, he wakes up 5 years from now and says,
oh, I wanted to do it, and he doesn't know where to find me. He knows that I was waiting. We can do it. That's why it's taking care of. That's what's always important to let people know that you wait for them, because otherwise they don't know, and you must prevent them from doing it. Anyway. I learned that from a Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Oh, back to the Rambam. Mitzvahs asay litpalo b'kol yom shenema v'avada tem asheshem alokeichem. The Rambam is the shitter that holds you have a mitzvahs asay the raisa to daven every day, not like the Rambam. And we learn it from this pasuk. That's the locha aleph. In the locha base, it says, "Elechil mitzvah zukachu." The chiv of this mitzvah is like this: She adam mitchanen or mitpalel b'kol yoyim. That a person is mitchanen or mitpalel b'kol yoyim. Umagid shvochay shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu va'achar kach shel tzorchos. Yeah, the Rambam's paskin in that Gemara in Brachos based on the Midrash in Ve'eschanan. That's what Rambam's saying. Magid shvochei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach shel tzrochov shu tzarich lehem v'vakasha u'betachan u'betchino v'achar kach noisem shevach v'idea l'ashem ala toivish v'ashpia lo kol echad l'fitoichoy. And then after you've rested your request, then you thank Hashem for everything he's done for you up to now. Ad kan ushoyna. L'chayra mashma, shezeh chenek me'etzem kiyum mitzvahs aseh d'raisa shel tefillah b'tzarich kiyum. You can argue back and forward. What you said, that's how the Rambam, that's how the Mechabaya is being noita, that it's ma'akev. The shevach lifnei the tefillah, he wants to say, according to the Rambam, it's ma'akev. You can argue the other way as well. You said it's mashma l'chayra from the Rambam, that's etzim kiyum mitzvah d'raisa or tefillah. It's koidem shevach, v'achar kach mevacher tzrocho. It's you can learn the Rambam other as well. Boch tekavanta, excellent. Now you know why I miss you so much in the morning. V'imneema shesidu shev shvoche shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'akevik din tefillah d'raisa. If you do so, if you're going to go on the tzad, that arranging your praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you daven is ma'akev the din tefillah d'oraisa. Nira abir b'zeh, din echil tefillah, hamuska b'teira hu avoidi. This thing called tefillah that's mentioned in the Torah is called avoida. V'vadai demuvan zeh shal avoida, ainu kinin v'yitnu aleinu avoida kasheh. The understanding is not meaning that Hashem gave you hard work. And all over the brim po avoida meaning digging ditches. Again, the English translations here are so pathetic. V'chein kol abola avod avadat avdo tahaynu polchan v'shirus mitoich arocha v'hisbatus l'tnei Hashem. What does it mean, avoida? It's say from Loshon Avdus, from Loshon Eved, that you're coming to serve Hashem and you're nullifying yourself in front of Hashem. The Loshon HaGemara being in Avoidus HaKavonus. Kavonus also called Avoida. What's the Avoida of Kavonus? Because you're mevatling yourself. You're the Korban. Shechita lav Avoida yi, v'ayinu de shechita einu ko'oid mesharis lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring a korban, not standing and serving Hashem. Eli kedei lahati habaheima lakrova. The shechita, when you shech the korban, that's not an avoider. You just matter the baheima for a krova. Lachen ein bo hilchas avoider shel koyin ubig dei kahuna v'amido. Anyone can do the shechita. Don't be a koyin to do the shechita. The zrika, the kabbalah's done. There are many things, the four things that only a koyin can do. But the shechita is not part of the avoider. You can do it if you want. You're a bit queasy, so you hire someone to do it. Anyone can do the shechita. As long as you know what you're doing. That's the ikka. You recognize who you're standing in front of and you mevatel yourself to that. If tefillah is called avoida, and avoida means I'm standing in front of Hashem. So if you don't know who you're standing in front of, then that's not called avoida sheva tefillah. That's not called tefillah. Tefillah needs to have a recognition of who I'm standing in front of, who I'm talking to. How much more so if a person doesn't know and understand what elokus means? If only after a person has arranged and he's praised and thanks Hashem, means he's thought deeply about what this God thing is. He's meditated a little bit on the infinite. As a isko esik shall avoid it, then what he's involved in is called avoider, and then it can be called tefillah. I can start tefillah. Because if not, there's a ma'akavet at tefillah, because tefillah without this Hagdama of the recognition of who I'm standing in front of and who I'm oived and who I'm avatal myself to, if you don't know that, that's not called tefillah. That's the spara behind why you could say that without the sidur shevach before the tefillah is mevatel. It's not tefillah, it's ma'akav. Where, you know, kama kabbalah has become a tefillah im avoid. But don't be mem zelize, kabonus avoid of a mice, if a tefillah avoid a shebelay. We know that when the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed, we don't have kabonus anymore, so tefillah took the place of kabonus. There must be a deep connection between the two. It's not just, well, oh, they can't give them a kabonus, I better find them in the mills too. Let's see. Okay, what about tefillah? Okay, tefillah sounds good. There's a deep connection between tefillah and kabonus. Otherwise, how does tefillah replace kabbonis? How does reading the kabbonis replace kabbonis?
Not every Jew got a korban every day. Why do we need to pray every day?
If someone is doing it for you. One second. Slowly. Calm down.
Someone's doing it for you.
Someone's bringing a korban for you every day, twice a day. Means in mind, shachri the korban topic. The korban topic is the korban symbol. That's your korban.
Somewhere in your office, this guy's doing a korban for you.
That's what we don't have today. We don't have it today, so you got to get up and do it yourself. It scares you. That's why we're learning, so start connecting.
Did he do it? Maybe he didn't. It doesn't have any connection to you.
Why are you disconnected from being part of the Jewish people?
I'm just saying, you're not conscious, but you're maybe in the middle of something. He does korban, he does it every day, and you're just...
And whatever the korban's supposed to do for you and for Klal, he's going to do it.
Right.
He still have to daven. There was still a chi of tefillah, according to the Rambam anyway. People still daven. They didn't not daven. People were davening all the time. Why not? But what? The chakris of mincha, and then the entrails that were left over that burnt at night, that's my list.
What were they davening? Not what we understand today.
No.
How did...
Okay, that's another question. That's not our subject. We're trying to work out how we're supposed to daven today. What they were doing then, that's an interesting subject of our law lachshav.
Why don't we have one person doing kerbonis for everyone? Say kerbonis for everyone. You're not.
Don't know.
I don't know,
because we don't. You have to daven, so daven. You have to do it yourself. You have a shliach tzibur, yeah, okay. I'm not an anthropologist, I'm not a historian, and I'm not a know-it-all. I'm trying to understand what state do.
What's
relevant for me practically, how I'm going to raise my levels of tila, understanding what I'm doing. All these are good questions. I'm not saying not. But I just echveisnisht. I'll just tell you something very interesting. You know why tefillah replaces kabbonis? My kesher between the two. You'll notice that you do three things with your mouth. Correct? You speak, you eat, and you kiss. Those are all three expressions of connection. When you eat, you keep your neshama connected to your guf. When you don't eat, eventually the neshama leaves the guf. Eating is what keeps the neshama connected to the guf. Speaking connects two people. You have a relationship. You talk, you connect. Kissing is the most intimate form of connection between two people. That's the shonas you beat on the ground on the shona rabba. The kiss. What's the base of Migdash? The base of Migdash, Chazal say, is the place where heaven kisses earth. What do you bring there? Kabbonis. What are kabbonis? It's what keeps the neshama, meaning Hashem, connected to the world. When you don't have that anymore, the only thing you've got left is speak. When you don't have the eating, Hashem Kiviyachol eats the kabbonis. Yeah, that's the lashon Chazal use. It keeps the neshama connected. Where does it keep it connected? In the place where heaven kisses earth. When you don't have that, what do? You use your mouth to connect, to speak, to connect. Amazing, no?
Yes.
Hashem could have given you three different orifices to speak, eat, and kiss with. He gave them all to in one thing. It means they're all connected. Those three things are clearly connected. Kakshamati mir of text before him and I were born. Very interesting that. That's the mouth. The mouth is an instrument of connection. That's why Lashon Hara is the greatest period you could ever have. The greatest breach of connection you could ever have. The tool, the Bris Lashon, there's a covenant through the tongue. You connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu through your mouth. You pervert that. There's no greater perversion, because that's the instrument of connection. Huh? Lashon Hara. Use your mouth for things that are not what it's meant for. The Bris as well. The Bris is also an instrument of the most intimate connection. That's one of the three things you have to give up your life for rather than be Oyviz Erva. Because the tool of connection can't be a tool of disconnection. Anyway, those are just... We're running late anyway. We started late. We'll stop there. What we learned today is that there's a seder of tefillah that requires shevach lifnei bevakoshot, before you ask requests. And if you don't, certainly according to one opinion, you may not be yotzi tefillah. Reb Chaim passes that mefurish. Reb Chaim in his pirush on the Rambam, he passes that mefurish. If you don't have the lifnei miata oimed, you're not yotzi tefillah. We don't passkin like that. Is what you say about that if you're learning how to daven. Okay.